an apple hanging from a tree. I am an apple. Who's going to eat me? Once upon a time, there was an apple. A lovely, ripe, juicy apple hanging from a tree. She was so ready to fall, so ready. And she was filled with excitement. Because more than anything else, more than anything in her whole life, she wanted to be eaten. Yes, she wanted to be sweetness in someone's mouth, to be nourishment in their belly, to be goodness in their body. Oh, yes. And as she hung there from the tree, she looked down at the pavement below her. And she started to wonder, well, who's going to be the one that gets to eat me? Maybe that sweet little girl on her way to school. Oh, I'd so like to be sweetness in her mouth. Maybe the teacher on the way to school too. Well, he looks nice. And she started looking down at all the people and wondering which was going to be the one to eat her. In fact, she got so caught up in this looking and this wondering and this hoping to be eaten that she didn't notice that all around her, her brothers and sisters were falling from the tree and landing on the pavement. Until a big gust of wind came up and it was her turn. Her stalk had got so thin that it was now the tiniest, slenderest little stalk just dangling from the tree. So all it needed was a little shake. And she found herself falling. Whee! Falling, falling down from the tree. Whee! Thud! And she landed. She landed, why, on the pavement, which was where she wanted to land, but with such a bump that she bounced and she bounced and she rolled under a bush. A bush. A bush by the side of the road where no one would see her. No one. And if no one saw her, then no one would pick her up. And if no one picked her up, then no one would eat her. And she sat there under the bush. And she stared out and all she could see was the feet of people going past, walking past where she was. And she started to cry. No one's going to eat me now. And she was crying so bitterly that she caught the attention of a cat. A cat who was just walking past and heard the crying of the apple and came to find out who was making that noise. And when she found the little apple shaking and sobbing there and crying like that, the cat, she said, "Why are you crying? What's gone wrong for you? Why all these tears?" And the little apple said, No one's gonna eat me. What? Said the cat. I want to be eaten. I want to be sweetness in someone's mouth. I want to be nourishment in their belly. I want to be goodness in their body. But no one's gonna find me under this bush. The cat pondered this problem for a moment and then said, I know, I'll push you with my nose out onto the pavement. The apple stared at the cat.
Really? Would you do that for me?
Yes, of course I would, said the cat, only too happy to help.
And so the cat, she pushed the apple out into the middle of the pavement with her little wet nose, until the apple was sitting there looking very inviting indeed, and so happy she was now.
Happy indeed that someone surely would come. There were people walking past her, so many of them. One of them would pick her up. I am an apple, fallen from the tree. I am an apple, who's going to eat me? But although she sat there, although she did her very best to look delicious, no one stooped down to pick her up. Maybe they thought she was a dirty apple, or a discarded apple, or just an apple that didn't look very nice to eat. And soon it was dark. Soon the people weren't walking along the pavement anymore because they'd all gone home. Soon she was sitting there, all on her own, and and the cat, the same cat who'd helped her earlier, the same cat who'd pushed her into the middle of the pavement, the cat was walking past and heard her crying like that bitterly in the middle of the pavement. And she came up to the apple and she said, Well, what's wrong?
No one ate me. Oh, I'm going to get more and more bruised and more dirty, and no one will ever want to eat me.
The cat pondered this for a moment. I know, she said. I'll pick you up in my mouth, and I'll carry you to the house. I'll put you in the fruit basket where someone will find you.
Really? Said the apple. Really? Would you do that for me?
Yes, of course, said the cat, only too happy to help. And so that's exactly what she did. She picked up the apple with its little stalk, and she carried it like it was a little kitten, all the way back to the house where she lived with her owners, all set to put her in the fruit bowl. However, unfortunately, just as she was about to go through the cat flap, she heard a rustling in the bushes. She saw a flapping of feathers. And you know, nothing distracts a cat like a bird in the bush. In a flash, she'd forgotten about the apple, dropped it, and run off to chase the bird. And that turned out to be such an exciting adventure that by the time she'd finished, she'd all but forgotten about the apple. She'd all but forgotten about the apple and just thought about getting back inside the house and nice and warm by the fire and having a nice sleep. But in the middle of the night, she went back to the kitchen to have a little bit of milk from her saucer that was right next to the cat flap. And what did she hear coming from outside but And in that moment she knew exactly what that sound was, and she remembered what she'd promised and what she'd forgotten. And quick as a flash,
She jumped through the cat flap, found the little apple lying outside, picked her up daintily with a little stalk in her mouth, and jumped back into the house. Now, everyone was sleeping. So as the cat padded across the floor, no one saw. As she climbed up a chair and jumped onto the tabletop, something she wasn't allowed to do. No one saw as she walked to the fruit bowl that stood on the table. And no one could notice. But the next morning, there was a new apple in the fruit bowl. Indeed, the loveliest looking apple you ever saw, looking so sweet and inviting, there at the top of the pile. When the little girl who lived in that house saw it, she grabbed it. And she said, "Mummy, where did you get this lovely apple?" Well, Mummy didn't even turn around. She didn't even take a look. She said, "Oh, I bought it at the supermarket 2 days ago." "I love it," said the girl with uncommon gusto. "I love it." And she took it upstairs to her room. She took it to her special place where she had all her favourite toys and where she went when she had something really special to do. And there she took a bite and, oh, it was so sweet. She took a bite and then another and then another. And such sweetness there was. And when she'd eaten the whole apple, why, there was such nourishment in her belly. And that whole day, there was such goodness in her body. I am an apple fallen from the tree. I am an apple. Who's going to eat me?